I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Give it to me. Give it to me.
Hi, I'm Molly Wood.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
And welcome, hold on. I had to sneeze. Welcome to It's a Thing, the weekly podcast supported by you, where we begin with what's left over. Turn it into what will last. Pretty much our story. Thanks for joining us.
Wow, that's a very informal mission statement from Emiko.
It's real millennial mission statement there.
It's like right on their homepage too.
Begin with what's left over, turn it into what will last. Pretty much our story.
Emiko.
Yeah, I like geared up. Did you hear me too? I geared up for the real good mission statement.
Yeah.
And then it was over.
And then Emiko was like, yeah.
Okay.
We're not doing
make
that.
Make sustainable chairs, the end.
Also, bless you.
Thank you. I'm just happy I got to the command shift A in time. That's the key command for muting on
That's
Zoom,
your mute command. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I am glad that I had Molly Wood here to advise me on the things today, because I just wasn't sure where to go. But I did bring this one. Molly confirmed that it's worth bringing up. So here you go, folks. You decide. Dress over pants.
I mean, dude.
The
90s
are back.
this is 2K. This is like stone cold Y2K.
I guess, yeah, this is more 2K. This is early 2K. You're right.
I love this too. I mean, I love that it's just literally following the timeline. Like, the longer we do this show, the more decades we have to work with.
Pretty soon, things that were things in earlier season will be coming back.
Oh,
like, not retro
God.
Things, but things that were new. Yeah.
They totally will. Oh, you know what? May we last that long.
May we. That's me speaking French.
Your lips to God's ears. May we. Yes, by the way, dresses over pants, 1,000,000% back. And I was actually at an event just a couple weeks ago. Like, I'm literally looking for my excuse to wear this outfit, because I was at this event and the like cool photographer at the event had this like black dress over black wide-legged pants. And I was like, son of a biscuit, that looks so cool. And I have both of those items in my closet. I just wouldn't have put them together like that, because it's not the year 2000.
Okay, and you know the sort of economic, it's a myth, but it's a thing that's out there. I would call it a meme if it wasn't so old, that, you know, the higher the hem length, the better the economy. And as the economy slows down, the hem length lowers. Dress over pants just kind of is effing with economists there. It's like, I don't know, where is my hem length? I mean, my hem length here, but I got pants on.
Right.
What are you going to do with that economy?
I mean, honestly, that's kind of, it's kind of perfectly appropriate for this economy.
Yeah, the, this economy is just, you can't make any sense of it. Just right, like dress over pants.
This economy is like dress over pants. It's the shrug emoji of economies. Might as well put a dress over pants. I don't know.
Headline somewhere, but I got pants on, so I don't care.
Oh my God, that's incredible. That's amazing. And oh, it looks so cute. Now I have to go somewhere.
Dress over pants. I mean, what more is there to say but dress over pants? When you're talking about dress over pants, other than they're back, you're now going to walk out of your house and see them.
Yes, 100%. And in case you're wondering, we literally mean wearing a dress over your pants.
Right. Any
like
kind.
Just straight up dress.
Yeah.
And then under that, pants. Any pants. Not the not dress over leggings. This is tunic over leggings thing.
That could be jeans, could be gray dress pants. Could
in
be
one,
whatever you want.
In one very odd instance, it's Katie Holmes in like a tube dress, like a really tight fitting tube dress.
Yeah.
Over extremely schlumpy jeans.
Yeah. These are the
like
jeans I'm
jeans.
Currently wearing, but I am not wearing that dress.
Yeah. And then I what appear to be maybe like New Balance shoes, which are kind of a thing right now, but yeah. There you go. Dress over pants.
Whatever pants you're wearing, put a dress over it. You're in.
It's like put a bird on it.
That's the other
put
thing.
Put a dress on it.
Put a dress on it. Because the dresses are all over the place. Like you say, Katie Holmes has got that tube dress. Then there's like really billowy like country dresses. And then there's like chic, you know, stylish cuts. And
there's one of like Ashley Tisdale that's like a slip dress over a t-shirt, yes, which was peak 2000s, over jeans with ballet flats and a big boho bag that is almost so 2000s. Like I can't even.
My iPod just started dialing AOL.
Exactly.
It was so 2000s.
It really, it's like, it's upsetting. It really freaking is.
Oh my gosh. Someone just friended me on Friendster. It was so 2000. I'll have to go on Blogspot and write about this.
Everything's great right now. I'm telling my future self, my past self, but just like, yeah. Give it a couple months.
So there you go. Dress over pants, folks. Write it down.
Amazing. Well, I have to confess that as long as we're doing kind of making the sausage, I was like, have I really not done this item yet? Is it really just chilling in the bullpen? And thank God that I pulled it out of the bullpen, because sportingnews.com has a story published 2 days ago.
First of all, Sporting News is still here.
Sporting News, still around. Great job, guys. Way to hang in there. With the headline, "What does I'm him mean?" Explaining the origin of the slang term used by athletes from Joe Burrow to LeBron James. I'm him. So you point at someone and you go, I'm him. But that's actually sort of just, it's in much, much wider use than that. Like anytime anything is cool, and it doesn't even have to be a guy, it's like, oh, I'm him. He's him. Oh, that's him.
Right.
Something is or is not him. So, and then the variants are all over the place, such as Himothy.
I love that. I love Himothy. My brother's name is Timothy, so maybe that's part of the appeal.
Oh, he's now Himothy. Yeah, he's Himothy.
Yeah, for sure. And to be clear to people, when I point at Molly and say, I'm him, I'm not saying Molly is him and I'm Molly. No. It's I'm the guy. I'm
the guy.
And according to this Sporting News article, it's from a rap song, right?
Yeah, it's totally from a 2019 rap song by Kevin Gates. And evidently it was the title of his second album, released in 2019 with H.I.M., meant to be an acronym for His Imperial Majesty. Obviously, the idea of like, you know, him, the guy,
yeah,
like that goes back. That's been around a while.
Yeah.
Right. But this new usage of just like, I'm him, and apparently specifically Himothy, which by itself has made it into the Urban Dictionary as meaning the greatest of the great, is just like the best. And so it, as in all things, was verified by my child, because we were walking along and we were talking about somebody like trying to be cool. And my son goes, he's not him.
He thinks he's him.
He thinks he's him, but he's not him. And I was like, God, that is so good. I cannot wait to start using that.
So
in ways that make you go, please stop using that.
Once again, folks, a public service provided to you by Molly Wood with the aid of her child. Mm-hmm. You now know this. If you haven't encountered it, you're about to. And if you have, now you know what it meant.
Exactly. So put your dress on over your pants and ask yourself, am I or am I not him?
Put your dress on over your big girl pants and say, I'm him.
I'm him. It's a confusing world. We're here to be your guide.
Turned into some sort of weird self-help like advice.
We got you.
We're all good.
You're him. You're him.
I have some anecdata that supports that.
Look at you.
That's my next thing.
You made the segue into the thing, and it's so perfect.
Anecdata is a word that I have in real life encountered multiple times now over the past couple of months, when someone's trying to make a point using evidence that is based on their personal experience rather than any kind of research or analysis. So in other words, it's like anecdotal, but it's also like data. Anecdata.
Right. I mean, honestly, like, if we wanted to, we could probably rename our show Anecdata.
Data. It is kind of what this is. Yeah.
Kind of what the whole show is.
Yeah. Cause we're
just
we're,
as an example of the, of what I think is the perfect use of anecdata, right? Which is like, I'm out in the world. I've seen this thing a million times.
I have information. It's not just an anecdote, but it's also not systematically, like, scientifically collected. Yeah.
Oh, I love this. And I actually feel like I may have recently heard this on a Zoom call, but it was Zoom, right? It was like over the internet. So I wasn't sure. But I think so. Yeah. I think it happened.
Oh, and I like this. Saray in Discord says anecdata often gets conflated with an N of one experiment. And yeah, that's not exactly the same thing because that's an experiment. Anecdata, it could be more. The N could be two because you could be collecting a couple of pieces of information, three or four pieces of information. When we talk about our things, sometimes we'll say, you know, I heard this, then I heard this other thing. And then the third time I was like, that's a thing. That's still anecdata.
Yep. Anecdata also could be used to describe what we call vox pop in the industry. Like the thing you hear on the radio where, or on TV where someone just asks a whole bunch of people what they think about something.
Yeah. And then makes their policy of their company based on that.
No, like puts them on the radio. Like, what do you think? What does everybody in, you know, Nashville think about Dolly?
No, I'm sorry. I just went to the Elon Musk Vox Populi thing because it immediately is what came to mind.
Damn it. I'm embarrassed. That one went right over my.
No, that's all right. That's all right.
On my part. It was a big miss.
Yours is hilarious. The accurate description of Vox Populi.
And then you quit your job, don't you? Aren't you going to anytime now? I'm pretty sure you're supposed to quit your job now. You said.
Yep. Well,
you said,
as soon as you can find someone stupid enough to take over for you, you will.
Hey-o.
That's some anecdata right there.
Yeah, oh my God. Kind of running a company by anecdata
in a way. Yeah.
Oh, and that is such a good thing.
You can use anecdata pejoratively, I suppose, but I actually don't hear it used that way, really. It's more like saying, this is valuable, but I don't want to oversell it.
Right. I really like that.
Yeah.
It's like the... what is the word I'm looking for? You qualify it. It's a qualifier that does not discount.
Yes. Well put. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
amazing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Science-ish.
Science-ish. Science-like.
Well, science has agreed on one thing for a very, very long time. And yet, for whatever reason, it has taken until the year of our Lord 2022 and 2023 to truly make it a thing. And that thing is drinking a lot of water.
Oh my God. This takes me back to like high school rhetoric class when someone would get up and give the speech about why you should drink 8 glasses of water every day.
Yeah. I mean, this is right. Like drinking a lot of water. And this again, this is like, this is the subtle genius of it to think.
People, yeah, yeah.
Like appreciate that we've all known for a long time that we need to drink more water.
Mm-hmm.
But all of a sudden, we've productized it. And now we have performative water drinking.
Which,
and for whatever reason, because the kids are so freaking healthy and they're not drinking alcohol, I don't know. But everybody's got the bit.
I've noticed some people combating against the idea that they're like, you probably drink enough water. Like just drink when you're thirsty. You're probably not drinking too little water, which to me is a sign that there is a huge movement to drink water, right? Otherwise you wouldn't get people going, well, actually, you know, maybe you're drinking too much water.
It's like pissing people off. Exactly. Yeah. Honestly, that's what made me put it in the lineup today because I've been seeing it and I've been observing and I knew that, for example, there was this TikTok famous water bottle by Stanley, you know, the thermos people.
Yeah, yeah.
The Stanley Quencher is this like 32-ounce water bottle that's taken TikTok by storm. It's like sold out everywhere. And it is really cool because it has a straw, but also like the bottom part is narrow, so it fits in a cup holder. Oh my God. They've thought of everything in the water bottle department. And I bought another thing a lot of people are buying, which is the gallon jug that is broken into times of the day with little encouraging messages. I mean, I can't believe I bought this. It's like the live, laugh, love of water.
But it makes sure that you drink all the water you want to drink.
Yeah.
For that day. And then right? Some. Yeah.
Yeah. A gallon. Mm-hmm. So then, yes, what happened is literally today on Twitter, I saw a guy on Twitter who I like and respect being like, what the hell? Like, do I have to do this? I don't want to do this. What kind of, like, what kind of container do you even use to drink this much water?
Well, I don't know when I saw that, but I saw an article saying, like, yeah, they you need to drink 8 cups of water, a gallon of water. There's like no basis for that.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, that was, it was something where somebody like guesstimated and then it became gospel. Like, mm-hmm. like it's, it, again, we generally drink enough water in a day. We get water from food because if you're thirsty, you drink something. And also, you can be hydrated by coffee. It's the idea like, oh, coffee, it dehydrates you. Beer, it dehydrates you. It's like, no, it doesn't actually dehydrate you. It doesn't leach water. Like if you just drank coffee, you wouldn't dry up. But it just doesn't hydrate you as well as water does.
This is so funny too. What's amazing about this is that I am somehow hearing you say these things, like flashing back to an episode of Buzz Out Loud where we talked about drinking water.
Oh my gosh. Yes, yes.
Like, because everybody's been talking about drinking water for however long, but for some reason, and I don't know why, and maybe it's the merch, this is the moment that the water has hit.
Yeah. It's the combination of the Stanley Quencher and the TikTok. I feel like that's that Venn diagram.
It is. And people were buying those, the big jugs, like the gallon that I bought about with the lines at 3 p.m. It's all you can do it.
Yeah, the encouragement thing. Yeah.
The encouragement thing. I got it. And there was a, oh God. Yeah, you're right. The TikTok also drove it home because I saw a TikTok that was like, you know, us getting ready to go out in 2018. And it's someone like doing their hair and making it look all fancy and putting on tons of makeup. And then it's like your friend texting me, you and saying, come over for dinner. And this woman throws on her like ankle length puffy coat, check, grabs her Stanley Quencher, check, and like runs out the door just looking like cute millennial. And I was like, good Lord. Good Lord. Here's what I am sorry to say. I have been drinking a crap ton of water.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I don't drink a crap ton of water, like my skin looks measurably better when I drink a crap ton of water.
Oh, it like, does. Like, well, you're seeing an effect.
I do. I see a noticeable effect, actually.
So, and that's interesting because there's a difference between the Mayo Clinic saying, you know what, drink when you're thirsty. Most people, that's enough, unless you have a health condition or whatever. That's right. Will you be clinically dehydrated? No, you'll be fine. What you're saying is, sure. But there's a difference between being not clinically dehydrated and looking good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can be perfectly healthy and look like a prune.
Yeah, you really can. And apparently, like, dehydration, like mild adult dehydration is a total thing. And I don't know for sure. But there's been this, like, there have been these, like, sort of pop science articles recently saying, you know, 75% of Americans are chronically dehydrated. And they're saying like even mild dehydration can cause cognitive issues. Like, I don't even, I mean, it's,
but
like,
that's the same stuff we've been hearing for decades that causes the 8 glasses of water thing. And the Mayo Clinic one is like, probably not. You're probably fine. Yeah. Also,
they're like, you're probably fine.
You can't drink too much water. So, you know, if you're drinking a lot of water, don't worry. It's like, that's also not bad. Only like athletes or people engaging in bad radio contests are at risk of overhydrating.
Right. So totally the occasional tragic, like, fraternity story.
It's pretty rare. Yeah. It's pretty hard to do because you'll want to stop. You'll be like, it's too much water. So really, what the Mayo Clinic, what I think is great at the Mayo Clinic, they're like, you probably don't need to worry about this. But,
you don't need to stress it all the time.
But do you? Do you? You want to drink more water and it makes your skin look good? Great. You're probably fine, too. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm sorry. You're saying things in a way that Americans cannot grasp. I'm sorry. It needs to be, you're adding, what's the word? Nuance to this.
Oh, crap. I'm so sorry. I didn't realize.
Yeah, we can't.
Yeah, no. What am I thinking?
Yeah. No, it's all the water.
I went beyond the limits of anecdata.
You gotta have all the water now.
Yes, all the water that you can possibly, because how else are you going to justify that new Stanley Quencher that you bought?
Exactly. Because it's for your skin. Although I will say I am not getting the Stanley Quencher. I have even downgraded from my gallon jug to my good old Nalgene, and I just try to have three or four of those a day. And my skin does look way, way, way better when I keep up with it. But the Stanley Quencher has a straw.
Mm-hmm.
This is an important note for all of you who are going out and buying this because of TikTok. The straw is gross as hell. It gets gross as hell.
They sell the straw replacements with pipe cleaners for cleaning the straw because it gets so gross.
Because it gets so gross. It's disgusting. So that's my PSA. I know you're all new here, but I've been talking about mugs for a lot of years on podcasts. Mug. I'm a little bit of an expert.
Right. You are also experts out there, which is why we love getting your thing spotting to feedback at itsathing.me. Ben Ross, THD, a doctor of thingology, wrote in with some flip phone thoughts. When you're putting on that puffer jacket and grabbing your Stanley Quencher, you might be grabbing a flip phone too. Ben says, if the youths start using flip phones for texting, because who actually calls anymore, an entire new generation will finally understand the skill it took to remember the exact button press sequence for each specific word, while simultaneously discovering the joy and convenience that T9 predictive text brought to the game. Never mind the casual flex of being able to text one-handed, not looking at the screen, and knowing what you sent was perfect and typo-free.
I mean, I really think that for Halloween, I might have to go with a flip phone. Okay, I'm putting together my all thing Halloween costume.
I like where this
is going.
And
it is a long puffy jacket over a Kirkland sweatshirt.
Of course.
With a Stanley Quencher in one hand and a flip phone in the other. And like an Olaplex hair mask.
It's brilliant.
I mean, all things and Nikes, obviously.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Jordans, clearly.
Do you wear a stuffed animal?
Ooh, a backpack. Stuffed animal backpack to carry my Olaplex.
To carry your Olaplex is perfect.
Because otherwise no one's gonna be able to see it. I was wondering about that even as I was saying it.
There you go. Done.
Can we have a party? I want to have a thing Halloween party.
It's a hello thing.
It's a hello thing party. Oh, maybe we just video. All right. Okay. I'm focused. We're doing that. Let's keep reading your email and stop party planning and shopping for like 1 minute. Joe Hood comes in with some things. First is an extension, he says, of if you know, you know, or maybe the culture that is an outcrop of it. It's the vague TikTok or reels that refers to some specific term, hand gesture, or concept, but never explains it. Thing personified Julia Fox, my favorite, got caught up in this recently, not realizing that mascara means sexual assault on TikTok. What? That's like one of those words that's a swap out. I did not know this, Joe. Joe writes, some of the vagueness is due to TikTok censoring videos that don't meet community guidelines, but others feel like a very public delineating in-group and out-group. I see things posted from various subcultures online meant for their own group and without any further explanation, and it does lead to a ton of confused context please in the comments because the algorithm sends the video out into the world. There is a lot of code switching happening on TikTok. That's very true.
Yeah.
He also says on Gen Alpha, one thing I'm watching evolve is going to the mall. This is such a thing. My 11-year-old daughter has asked to go to the mall with her friends a half dozen times in the last 2 months. She wants to do a little shopping, but also hang out with her friends.
Yeah.
Finally, says Joe, I mean, dude, yes.
Go,
like,
Joe.
The mall is in.
Two for two.
Oh, so good. Finally, he says, I think that the supremacy of shiplap as a feature wall has been fully replaced. While doing a building project over the last few months, I noticed that slat walls are starting to show up all over the place. Look at that.
Good call,
Joe. Slats as walls. Really good.
Yeah.
Ooh, also, that looks amazing.
The slat wall?
It's like super mid-century. I heart it.
I didn't click through. I got to go click. Oh, yeah. No, I like it.
Oh yeah. Yep.
Yeah, it's amazing, it's got a very like you're in a recording studio, modern art place kind of feel. Yeah, love that.
Yeah. Oh, loving it.
Alex on more IYKYK adjacent things. While IYKYK has been around for a significant amount of time, the girls who get it, and the girls that don't is more recent. First appearing as a vital TikTok sound in December 2021, like IKYK, it implies a level of in-group knowledge. However, uniquely, the girls who get it carries a level of daring absent from the former phrase. This is not a choice anyone would make, but if you get it, you get it. Interestingly, the girl who gets it has also collided with the use of girly as a post-ironic term of endearment, modified to add the latter's, according to a 2022 Refinery 29 article, sense of a gleeful, playful energy, bracket that is, and bracket, infantilizing in a way that feels completely disconnected from misogyny. Make of all of this what you will.
So much. We would make so much of this. Hold, please.
A post-ironic term of endearment modified to add the latter's sense of a gleeful, playful energy, infantilizing in a way that feels completely disconnected from misogyny.
I'm going to be working on that for like a while.
Yeah.
But I believe you. And
haven't seen that. That doesn't mean it's not a thing.
I will be looking.
Yeah.
But I think that I could totally see the girls who get it, get it. Like, that's got that kind of, I don't always drink beer, you know, but when I do, the girls who get it, get it. And the girls that don't.
Yeah. The girls who get it, get it. I feel like that looks familiar. I've probably run into that one. The use of the girly, I'm still wrapping my head around.
I know, me too. I'll just ask my kid.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye on it. Yeah, exactly.
I love, by the way, though, the back-to-back in-group, out-group thing is super interesting.
Very interesting. Mm-hmm.
And then Jose wrote in on more Ohio being kind of a thing. Poor Ohio. Hello, Molly and Tom. My kids came home a few weeks ago and casually started insulting all sorts of things while laughing maniacally by using the phrase best thing in Ohio as an insult. And I apologize to the folks in Ohio up front. Regardless, it has become a huge thing in our household with our two teenagers. And now that they've said it, I can't stop seeing it. I just Googled best in Ohio and Google auto-completed meme, along with a metric ton of articles. For example, we have a dog, Luna, who's a pit bull mix, mostly pit bull, but would be considered the worst representation of a pit bull character ever. She's afraid of her own shadow and wears ridiculous PJs. There was a photo of this, which any self-respecting pit bull would be ashamed of. Thus, my kids have deemed her the best pit bull in Ohio. Anyways, I'm certain it's a thing, at least here in Weirdo Florida. Have you heard of this? I love the show.
Oh my God, wow. That dog picture is incredible, Jose. Were you saying something else? Because all I could do is look at your dog picture.
He is the best
little pit bull in Ohio.
She's the best pit bull in Ohio. Come on. Actually, TikTok shows me that a lot of pit bulls wear pajamas.
Luna.
Because they have a little short hair. Anyway, I'm definitely going to start saying this. It's hysterical. I haven't heard it yet, but I bet I will.
Don't be afraid of your shadow, Luna. It's okay.
Oh, my God. No, man.
Also, I would say, and I'm not just saying this because our producer Rich is from Ohio, that you have to be a certain level to be mocked. No one's saying best thing in Iowa, best thing in Indiana, because Ohio's got enough of a presence that people know what you mean when you say it, which I think is to its credit. Yeah.
Ohio has mindshare, even if that mindshare is for being comically bad.
Nick wrote in with a potential thing. I live in Vancouver, British Columbia, where we enjoy excellent French pastry shops. Our local pastry shop makes an amazing cannelé, spelled C-A-N-E-L-E, accent grave. These are delicious and supposedly very hard to make. Now I'm seeing pop-up cannelé shops on Instagram where people are just making cannelé. Could this be an up-and-coming thing? Do you see this where you are?
I've seen a cannelé, and actually that is a thing that I thought that was a cougnamon, so I guess I was confused about what those two things are, but that is a delicious little cake.
I am not seeing these, and I want to see them in my mouth. So I am now looking for the top 10 best cannelé shops in Los Angeles. And okay, all right, yeah, there's a few. They're around, they're there.
I mean,
it's real.
Let's see, I'm seeing definitely some recent postings.
Bakery House of Cannelés, obviously,
what
would have good Canelés. Where is that? And how can I get there?
There's a post, how to make canelé at theperfectloaf.com from December 29th.
Beach.
So maybe like it's, you know,
République.
I'm going to be looking.
Yeah. No, this is... This is you have done us a service, Nick. Thank you very much.
You really have. Let it be a thing.
Yeah.
How about that? Let it be.
Let it be a thing.
This show would not be a thing without our patrons. Patreon.com/it's a thing is where you can support us at any level. And a select and magnificent few of you support us at the shout out level, meaning that we handcraft shout outs for you every single week. And by we, I mean producer Rich, out of, you know, an obscure text, perhaps a manual, mm-hmm. perhaps a Linux manual. Like it could be mm-hmm. anything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you're here week after week.
This week's shout outs are based on an ad for Barney's Tobacco from the April 7th, 1920 issue of Punch magazine.
Oh my God, this is incredible. What do you think? Do you want the twofer or the middle?
Oh, I'll take the middle. I'll take the middle. You go.
You panicked. All right. How does Jake Woods behave in action? Like a friend? Does he make Lee Price greater? Does he smooth away your Kevin Sill? Is he a quiet Andrew Bradley when Mike Akins meets the troubles, which reaches all in turn?
Miranda Janelle finds Eric Duncan all this and more. Others know this is so, and envy Joe Hood. For Benjamin Forrest's part, though, Laura Abel is just something to get vexed with. Louis St. Amour does not know this quiet joy.
They wonder why. May we explain?
Mm.
Morris Jones demands three fundamentals. One, a good Gabrielle Cohen. Two, careful filing. Three, a really good James C. Smith.
I really, really don't know what words got replaced there. That's incredible.
I want to.
Yeah. Like, what are they trying to say about Barney's careful tobacco?
Filing? I mean, makes me want to smoke. Like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Grabbing
kids
my
who
pipe.
Might be listening.
Yeah. No, good stuff. Pipe. And yes, you too could be immortalized in a Barney's Tobacco-like advertisement or a Linux Man page by becoming a patron at the highest levels at patreon.com/it's a thing.
Or any level that suits you and keeps our show on the air week after week. We are so grateful. You could also email us your things, feedback@itsathing.me, because we couldn't do it without you.
Oh, I realized when I was doing that I then took the line. So yes, do that. We'll talk next time. Bye.
I liked it. We mixed it up.
Yeah,
shaking it up. It's a new year. New year.
I don't need no man. Dress up with pants. Get politicians.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.